On air, online, on digital. Keeping you updated every day. This is Mornings with Leon Compton on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
I tend to, at the start of these interviews, say, if you're new to Tasmania, but there aren't too many people who are new to Tasmania at the moment, so I'm sure that lots of you have been listening to the conversations around voluntary assisted dying legislation, as has been proposed by the independent member for Mersey, Mike Gaffney. It's been tabled as a bill, and there's some reporting this morning by Sue Bailey in both the Examiner and the Advocate newspaper suggesting that the government has advice that suggests there might be flaws in the legislation that raise concerns. It's about a letter that was sent to the independent member, Mike Gaffney, from Premier Peter Gutland, along with four pages of analysis. Talks about potentially posing significant risks to patients and the medical profession, raises concerns about its drafts and implementation. So what might that mean for the man behind the voluntary assisted dying legislation? Mike Gaffney is the independent member for Mersey. Mike Gaffney, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So how significant is this advice contained in a letter that Sue Bailey's reporting on this morning?
It's actually very helpful. This is the first time I've had any input from the government and their agencies, even though this process has been going on, you know, for most of this year. And so it was really good to receive this information. There are 33 points that the Premier has outlined that has been sent to him by agencies. Some of those are misinterpretations of what's actually in the bill, and that's fine. I'll work with those agencies on that. Some of those are successful and amendments that I think that will work. For example, in the bill, we're suggesting that when it gets royal assent, there's a 12-month before it's implemented. The government has said that if it does get passed, that's a very short time for them to get it up and running. So to me, that's something that I have to think about, and is that realistic? And so whilst people will go, four pages, 33 points, this is a 157-page bill, and so that's not unusual. And I think the difference in this situation is that government bills, when they come to the table, they've been through each of their departments, they've worked on through heads of agencies, through lots of their people involved. And so when the bill gets there, that's what they've got. Here we have a situation where we've worked through a bill and there are 33 dot points contained within four pages. I'm actually quite impressed with the bill itself, in the fact that that's the only amount. I would have thought there might have been more. So I'm
so
quite
pleased. So the way that you look at this letter and the contained agency information is it'll give you a chance to improve, modify, amend your legislation to assuage those fears, because it looked like it might be a laundry list for those that oppose voluntary assisted dying or give people a reason to vote against it.
Yeah, look, when you first look at it, you think, oh my gosh. And then as you start to peel it back, I can see, yeah, no, they've misinterpreted that. That's covered in this section. That's something that OPC now has to have a look at. And so for those who are listening, Office of Parliamentary Counsel is really important. And I have to thank both previous Premier Hodgman and Premier Gutwin for giving me access to OPC, to their Chief Parliamentary Counsel. So some of the questions raised with the agencies are to do with the language used in the bill. And so I'll be working with OPC over the next 1 or 2 weeks. Whilst we do the second reading up next Tuesday the 15th, it possibly will be the week later that we actually debate the committee process, debate the clauses and move some amendments if they need to be moved. Hopefully I'll get access to heads of agencies so that I can talk to them about their concerns and address those issues. So whilst there'll be some out there that'll say, oh, look how bad this is, I actually think I'm pleased to get. I would have perhaps liked it a week or so earlier. I've got 3 days of Finfish committee this week, and so it does take away some of the time, but that just means early mornings, late nights.
Well, indeed, I know you've got to step out in a few minutes to get off to the Finfish inquiry. Mike Gaffney's our guest this morning, independent member for Mersey, the parliamentarian who's been championing voluntary assisted dying legislation, which is now out and in the process of being sort of rolled around and considered on its way through Parliament. When will the debate start, Mike Gaffney?
Look, I think next Tuesday we're aiming to start the second reading speeches. That's when I'll do mine. And it depends on how long we'll work late into the night. But because it's a private members bill, the Wednesday and Thursday is government days. So we can deal with our bill on the Tuesday. And so I would think that we'll probably get as many speeches as complete as we can. Then the following week, we'd like to be able to do more, get into the committee inquiry.
How do you feel about the campaigning that's going on, the intense and quite broad-ranging campaigning against this proposed bill by lobby groups, some of them mainland-based, that's happening online at the moment?
Look, it's not unexpected. I also had people contact me from the mainland and other groups wanting for proponents or people supporting the bill saying, look, we'd like to target the MLCs. And I actually said to them, I'd prefer that they didn't. Because I think in Tasmania, politicians are under a lot of pressure. And I don't think sometimes formatted or templated letters that come through are helpful. I also don't want a situation where we go back to the forest wars, or we go back to the same-sex marriage. I want this debate to be one that is of respectful of everybody involved, that we listen to each other's stories, that it is not one for me to criticise somebody else's opinion. I may not agree with it, but that's how I want this to operate. And I think that Tasmanians, by and large, even though I may not agree with you, Leon, on some things, I respect your opinion for you to have the right. And so for me, this bill is all about my right to choose. And it's about an individual's right to choose. That's where I've gone right from the word dot. And I've had letters from, you know, lots of different people that I respond to all the time saying, thank you for your opinion. I just can't agree with you on this.
Mm. On Mornings Around Tasmania, Mike Gaffney's our guest this morning. Again, Mike, if you've got to jump up and run to your Finfish inquiry.
I've spoken to Meg. She knows I'm going to be a few minutes late, so that's fine.
Okay, Meg, if you're listening, Mike's on his way in just a moment. So are you still confident about the passage of the Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill? After Tasmanians saw it move through Victoria and Western Australia in recent years, there was a feeling its time might have come. But I mean, I still talk to politicians who have reservations about the bill as it stands at the moment.
Yeah, look, this is a good bill. This is a sound bill. I've had two doctors who operate or who work in the Victorian under the Victorian legislation who have said to me they like the Tasmanian model. It's an improvement, and it's an improvement on the Western Australian bill. And what I don't think people realise, all 20 jurisdictions throughout the world have different legislations, and there are parts of that that are good and there are parts that are challenging. And I understand that because it's a sensitive issue. I wouldn't be putting something into Parliament that I didn't think was a good bill. Why would I do that? I want to improve. And I hope that when New South Wales or Queensland or South Australia get their chance, that they improve on the bill that I have. But I think Tasmanians can be rest assured. And that's what the parliamentary process is for. You know, I want there to be amendments. I want the Premier to come out and say, Michael, these are some concerns we have. Can you address these?
Are doctors properly, do the medical professionals that might be responsible for prescribing the medications that would be used to end somebody's life, or indeed to make the assessment about the state of someone's health that would then put them on a pathway to access to VAD, have their concerns been addressed?
Well, it's interesting. Only medical practitioners, doctors and nurses who want to be involved have to be involved. It's voluntarily. You know, it's a voluntary thing. The AMA, Australia-wide or worldwide medical associations, are not supportive of any type of voluntary assisted dying. They just don't support it non-stop.
And your argument is that's not a reason not to do it.
Well, my argument is in Tasmania, only 24% of our doctors are actually part of the AMA. And the other thing that I was a bit concerned about is that I was invited by the AMA to meet with their subcommittee earlier on to look at the bill and go through that. And I thought that was a good way of operating because I could hear their concerns. A few days before that was to happen, the invitation was withdrawn. So I actually haven't sat down to talk with the AMA other than to hear that they've said, no, we won't support it. That is consistent with the AMA's position in both Victoria and also WA. It's unfortunate, I think, that that's occurred here, but that's the reality of what I've had to address. So therefore, in my role, and I've got one staff member, there's Bonnie and myself. And so this is a huge bill. And I think I'm very proud of the bill. I think it will suit Tasmanians. And I think it's one that should pass because 80% of Tasmanians think we should have the right to choose.
Mike Gaffney, when do you think it'll get to a vote?
I'm hoping that it'll be by the end of September. I'm hoping that perhaps early October. It depends if it passes in the upper house, and it's a strong bill. If it passes in the upper house, then it's up to the lower house to deal with that as expeditiously as they would like. I don't think it's a bill that they want sitting on the table because there are people out there that in 12 months or 18 months' time or whenever, they want to be able to have the right to choose because of their own individual circumstances.
Mike Gaffney is our guest this morning. A final question for you before you leave this morning. Political donation reform. The state government's been sitting on a report into political donation reform since December. It's now September 2020, so what, 10 months or 9 months on. How important do you think the issue of political donation reform is for Tasmanian politics, the state with the worst political donation or the most lax or non-existent donation laws in the country?
Leon, I always think that you're better off to be upfront and transparent when you're in a leadership position. And I would think that you would bring that on as soon as you can. Because in my life in local government and now in state government, I've always found that there's security in people knowing that you're being honest and upfront and you're an open book. This is it. And so I would suggest they bring that on as soon as they can.
Mike Gaffney, appreciate you coming in this morning. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Mike Gaffney, on mornings on your local ABC.